I would do it all again in a heartbeat, no question, and I wouldn't change a thing that led me here. Besides, it's not my place to interfere when it is clear to me those near to me held infinitely dear. I remember the time when my innocence died, the stillness inside as it came back to life, the active life I left behind resigned to less than zero, the hero later life then redesigned. I remember the time I fell blind in a snowstorm with no form to remind my eyes to widen. Had I sank without a trace, then my face may well have gone down like Poseidon. Yet I would do it all again to gain the same enlightenment, entitlement to breathe free of the pain that masqueraded in a way no less conceited than obscenely mean and spiteful. As frightful as the bleed may be, the twinge of every trite syringe to needle me repeatedly, I never sink below the fringe of decency. Obediently necked my meds, was either that or wet the bed, felt high time that I rest my head, and till the time was nigh to stretch my legs and fetch the best of me from where it last undressed from me. I would do it all again, in a heartbeat and unquestionably. Wouldn't change a thing that led me here. Besides, it's not my place to interfere when it is clear to me those near to me held infinitely dear. We may never have met had I prevented reinvention, not cared enough the scary stuff to mention. Thanks to kind reflection, I'm supplied frontline protection, thus ascension is the prize for weary eyes. I would do it all again, in a heartbeat, maybe less than, to address my friends and bless them for remaining unchanged through the Great Depression. If ever there's a lesson I discern from life's transgressions, it's to rest our heads before we get to stretching, then dress for our next quests in something fetching.